Good afternoon, and welcome to our broadcast. We, the Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church, bring you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are so happy to have you join us today. I'm Pastor Cedric A. Polnitz, Sr. We hope and pray that this ministry will encourage you today and for many days to come. So now, without any further ado, let's go to our sermon of the day. God bless you. This is the reason why I serve him. Yeah, I serve him now, oh hallelujah, because of what he did for me. And you serve him, and you ought to serve him because of what he's done for you. Oh, yeah. Now, I know that this sermon is entitled, The Reason Why I Serve Him, but I want you to make it personal for yourself as well. Say it to yourself. That's why I serve him. Come on, somebody. That's the reason why I serve him. Why do you serve him? Why? Because he's been good to me. Amen. Amen. I ain't got to go off of nobody else's testimony. I ain't got to go off of what mom and them said because they brought me to church. Now I know for myself that God has been good to me. Anybody remember saying, when I get out of this house, when I get grown, I'm going to leave this farm. I ain't never coming back to this farm no more. I'm getting tired of selling peas. I'm getting tired of selling butter beans. I'm getting tired of picking corn. And when you get out in the world by yourself, you'll realize that what they were doing was getting you ready. Yeah, they was getting you ready. And now you look back and you see. Yeah, that I got a work ethic right now. Amen. I'm not hungry right now. Amen. Because of what they did for us back then by teaching us, yeah, that it was all about the love of Jesus. So my brothers and sisters, I like this sermon because it dives in a little bit deeper and it talks about what Jesus did. And as we look at this lesson, we have three main characters. Somebody say three. We have three main characters in this lesson. And first of all, we're talking about Timothy. Amen. The book that is written here is the book of Timothy. And the first name, my brothers and sisters, that I want to lift up out of this character list is Jesus is one of those characters. Timothy is one of those characters, and Paul is one of those characters. Can somebody say amen? Amen. So we got three main names we're trying to deal with here. First of all, it's Jesus. Somebody say Jesus. Jesus. Secondly, we got Timothy's name because we're reading from the book of Timothy, right? And then we're saying the third name is Paul. Well, of course, with anything that we do, we ought to start out with the first one, who is the priority. Who is our priority? Jesus Christ. Yeah, because my brothers and sisters, Jesus should be the first thing in everything that we do, everything that we decide. Remember what the scripture says, trust in him with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all our ways, what? Acknowledge him. In other words, go to him first before you do anything else. So our first character in this lesson, my brothers and sisters, is Jesus Christ. See, before you have that morning cup of coffee in the morning, amen, you ought to say thank you, Jesus, for another day. Before you roll over and kiss your boo, amen, amen. Well, maybe you need to brush your teeth first, but before you roll over and kiss your boo, you ought to say thank you, Jesus, for giving me another day. Before you have that first conference call at work, you ought to have your own conference call with Jesus before you get to work. Come to somebody and say amen. Yeah, you ought to ask the Lord, Lord, what do you have on your agenda today and not on my agenda? Lord, what can I do for you today? Yeah, so young people, before you reach for that game controller, amen. What's in them games y'all be playing? Amen. Xbox, come on, PlayStation. Before y'all reach over to that PlayStation, before you reach for that little Barbie doll, before you reach over to try to cook that little cake in that easy bake oven, you ought to say, thank Jesus for mama and daddy having jobs that I would at least have a toy to play with. In other words, everything ought to first start out with Jesus Christ. Yeah, so my brothers and sisters, first things first, Jesus is the first person in this lesson Hallelujah. Then the other two characters in this lesson, as we mentioned, were Timothy and Paul. Timothy is the recipient of this letter. Paul is the writer of this letter. And when Paul writes this letter to Timothy, he's writing this letter as to write this letter to his son in the ministry. And Paul is encouraging his son in the ministry to remember that you are a servant of the Lord. Nobody else called you. You are a servant of the Lord. Nobody else saved you. You are a servant of the Lord. Oh, come on, somebody. Who else saved you? Nobody. Amen. Can your bank account save you? No. Can your money save you? No. Your money can only go so far. Guess what? There are many people that are in mental institutions right now, got all kinds of money in the bank, but it can't get them. Oh, yeah. Peace of mind. Yeah. So Paul is encouraging his young son in the ministry to remember that you are a servant of the Lord. That's why I wanted to give you this lesson today, my brothers and sisters, to let you know, because of the love of Jesus, we ought to want to do our best to honor and lift him up as well. So as we rewind this video tape back to the beginning of chapter 2, as we rewind this cassette tape back to the beginning, amen, as we rewind this, amen, the kids don't know what is a cassette tape, amen, as we rewind this VHS tape back to the beginning of chapter 2, we see that Paul starts out giving instruction to his young son in the ministry, Timothy, to therefore be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And my brothers and sisters, that means that because you have been saved by the grace of Jesus Christ, you ought to live in the grace of Jesus Christ. Let me say that one more time in case somebody missed that. In other words, my brothers and sisters, what he's saying is be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ. If you have been saved by his grace, you know you couldn't save yourself. You know that you was a wretch undone. You know that all it had to do was somebody to look at you crazy and you come back at them with some four-letter words. You know it was nobody but God's grace that pulled you out of this darkness and set you on a foundation. And so therefore, what he's telling Timothy, he said, be strong in the grace of Jesus Christ. In other words, go forth and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, because that same grace that saved you, it can save somebody else. Amen. Amen. Look at yourself. That's why I serve him. Amen. That's the reason why, oh, hallelujah, I get sanctified and ugly on Sunday morning. Amen. I know some of y'all sisters, y'all get your hair dolled up. You get your face all dolled up. Amen. But when you leave church, you done cried it out. All that makeup running down your face. That's all right. You've been wiping sweat because you done shouted. You've been doing all kinds of things. But that's all right. Why? Because you know it was nobody but the, oh, hallelujah. Yeah. That's why I get all ugly for him, Deacon. Amen. If I had some hair, oh, hallelujah, I'm pretty sure my hair would be all over the place. But that's all right. Amen. I can praise it with no hair. I can praise it. Amen. Because it's been good to me. Yeah, I got the activities of my limb. Yeah, I got a voice to talk. I got eyes to see. I got legs to walk. Yeah, that's why I serve him. Psalm 68:35 says, how awesome is God? We sung that a little bit this morning. How great is our God as he comes from his sanctuary, the God of Israel. Psalm 68:35 said, he gives strength and power to his people. Can somebody say power? Oh, hallelujah. He'll give you some strength when you don't feel like going on, Deacon. He'll give you some strength when you feel like the world is against you. He'll give you some strength when you feel weak and feeble. I come to tell you, he gives strength and power to his people. And when he gives me strength, I give it back to him. Thank you. Yeah, that's why I praise him. Yeah, because he gave me his best. I want to give him my best. Yeah, Acts 17:28 tells us in part A, for in him we live and move and have our being. For in him we live and move and have our being. In other words, I only exist because he allows me to exist. Come on, somebody. The reason why you are here is because he allows us to be here. The reason why you are who you are is because he allows us. Amen. Hallelujah. And we thank him for being able to live. Thank you for his strength. Thank you for his power. Yeah, I told y'all, that's why I have to holler sometimes when ain't nothing hurting me. Come on, somebody. Woo! Amen. Amen. I told y'all what stays at the game. Amen. What happened at the game, stay at the game. Amen. That's why I can holler sometimes when ain't nothing hurting me. That's why I can run when ain't nothing chasing me. That's why I can cry when ain't nothing wrong. Yeah. Woo! Yeah. Because it's been good. It's been good to me. Yeah, his undeserved favor. Somebody say favor. That's what his grace does for me, brother. Oh, yeah. I know I don't deserve it. I know where I came from. I know some of the slums that I hung out in. I didn't drink. I didn't do drugs. But I still hung out there. Hello, somebody. Oh, y'all ain't gonna talk back to me. I didn't go in the club, but I may have hung around. Y'all ain't gonna talk back to me today. But I've been there and done that because his grace and mercy saved and put me on a foundation to stay. That's why I serve him. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow. And y'all know he had to be watching you because you know you couldn't have got out of this situation by yourself. His eye is on the sparrow. And I know, yeah, he watches over me. Yeah, Paul is telling Timothy to stay strong. Speak the truth through the gospel. And I remember one of the late pastors that I sat under, Pastor J. Lucas Fitzgerald, he said, you ain't got to do nothing but preach the word. He said, let the word do the work. Amen. You ain't got to put no extra on it. You ain't got to take nothing away from it. Amen. He said, just let the word do the work. Amen. And my brothers and sisters, that's all we got to do. We can't worry about people. Oh, yeah, that's all around us. Just let the word do the work. Yeah, tell the world that God sent his son to reconcile the relationship between God and man. Yeah, sin has separated us from God. The world needs to know that they're living in sin and that there is a way for them to be reconciled with the Savior once again. Yeah, just let the word do the work. Oh, yeah, don't put your own little opinions in there. If you're trying to help somebody, help them with the word of God. Yeah, when you tell it, don't be ashamed to let the world know who Jesus is and who Jesus is to you. Amen. Amen. See, that makes it personal. Somebody say personal. Yeah. Let the world know who Jesus is and what Jesus done for you. Yeah. Romans 1:16-17 says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Yeah. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Amen, somebody. Yeah, the just shall live by faith. And that's why I keep telling y'all, that's our theme that we're going to use for a while. We're going to use that theme. Oh, yeah, faith, family, foundation. Yeah, on Christ, the solid rock I stand. Oh, yeah, all other ground is sinking sin. When the world is going to hell all around us, you can stand right there. Just stand on his word and know that if it weren't for God on my side, where would I be? Yeah, 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 that's why I serve the Lord. Yeah, see, I mentioned this during revival. I went to a church a long time ago, and they had a sign above the door. It said, enter to worship, but leave to serve. Come on, somebody. Oh, y'all ain't gonna talk back to me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. When we enter into the house, we come to worship. And when we leave, we go to serve. Come on, somebody. That don't mean that you laying down until next Sunday and picking back up when you get back next Sunday. That means you take it with you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, all week long. That's why I serve the Lord. See, one thing that caught my attention in this lesson, my brothers and sisters, is that Paul encourages his young preacher, Timothy, to let him know that the gospel can't be stopped. Woo, hallelujah today. It caught my attention because if you look here at what it says in verse number 9, it says, wherein I suffer trouble. Somebody say suffer. Oh, hallelujah, my brothers and sisters. Sometimes we're going to go through some stuff because of the gospel. People are going to shut us out. They ain't going to invite you to the barbecue no more. Oh, y'all ain't going to talk back to me because of the gospel. And he says right here, remember, my brothers and sisters, I suffer trouble as an evildoer. In other words, what he's saying is, I'm writing you this letter from prison because I've been locked up for doing good. Come on, somebody. Woo-wee. Come on, y'all ain't gonna talk back to me today. He is locked up for doing what is right. Y'all know in today's time, what is good is bad. And what is bad is good. Y'all know the world. That's how they twisting it. They're trying to make us think now, well, whatever's a boy is now a girl. Now they're saying man can have babies and not, y'all know, y'all need to look at the news a little bit more. Come on now. I'm coming y'all direction right now. And my brothers and sisters, they're trying to tell us what is right and what is wrong. And guess what? When you stand up against it, Paul says, I've been thrown into prison for preaching what is right. Amen. And guess what they're going to do to you? Guess what? They're going to put you in the prison of their mind. They don't want to hang out with you no more. And what Paul is saying, that's all right. He says right here in verse number 9, he says, I suffer trouble as an evildoer. In other words, I'm put in prison like I'm a criminal. Why am I put in prison for doing what is good? Why am I put in prison for doing what is right? And guess what, my brothers and sisters, when you stand for what is right, guess what? You will be persecuted. Yeah. Yeah, he says, even unto bonds. In other words, I've been locked up. But, somebody say but. Amen. The word of God is not bound. Y'all see that? Oh, come on now. You can lock me up, but you can't lock God's word up. Come on now. Oh, yeah, it's still going to go forth. Amen. Y'all ever heard bad news travels fast? Well, I come to tell you, good news can travel too. Come on, somebody. And if you just let hallelujah, just open up your mouth, let the Lord speak for you, good news can help. Oh, yeah. Lose some of these bounds that people are in. Yeah, see, the word of God can't be stopped. Yeah, it will continue to move. Guess what? Some of you new generation people here, guess what? Before there was Facebook, before there was X, before there was Snapchat, before there was TikTok. Amen. That's what what did he say? One of the football players, TikTok. Before all of that, guess who was already here? God was already here. Come on, somebody. And God will be here, just like MySpace is come and gone. Oh, you're going to talk about it. Y'all remember MySpace, do you? But guess what? God will still be here after all the dumb shenanigans have come and gone. Yeah, the word, my brothers and sisters, it'll still go forth. Yeah, see, Timothy tells, Paul tells Timothy, yeah, that the more they try to stop it, the more it will deliver. The more... Oh, hallelujah. They try to talk about craziness on the evening news. The more my word is going to be delivered, the more that the networks, the ABCs and the CBSs and the NBCs and the CNN and the Foxes and all of the networks, the more that they try to tell you about the bad in this world, guess what? My word will stand forever. Yeah. Yeah. See, they will look at us and put us in a category. That's what he's saying right here. I've been bound. I've been put into prison. But the word of God is not bound. In other words, you can lock me up, baby. That's all right. Ain't that what happened to Martin Luther King? He was doing what was right. Oh, come on, somebody. He was doing something that was good for the people, and he still got locked up. Come on, somebody. And I come to tell you, my brothers and sisters, it may come a time now that when we stand against all of this stuff that's going on in the world, they're going to start locking us up too. Oh, come on, somebody. Yeah, they're going to put us in a box. Yeah, they're gonna have us in that box of cult and being a religious sect. But guess what? Yeah, one day, I'm gonna have to put the world on notice. One day, every knee is gonna have to bow. One day, every tongue is gonna confess. Yeah, you can deny Jesus all you want to right now. But guess what, baby? One day, you're gonna have to bow down. Yeah, you're gonna have to lift him up, and you're gonna tell him he's worthy of all the praise. But guess what? It's gonna be too late. That's all right. Yeah, you can talk about me now as much as you please. The more you talk, I'm gonna bend my knee. That's all right. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. Yeah. For the Lord. One day, they're going to have to confess. Yeah, that Jesus Christ is Lord. Yeah. See, in other words, don't wait until then to try to call him. You ought to at least try to get him right now. Amen. Who's listening online? Amen. If you're listening online, amen. If you're flipping through the channels, that's all right. Yeah, you better get him now while you have the time. Yeah, tomorrow might be too late. Yeah, if you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. Believe that he is the Son of God and that God raised him from the dead. Then you can be like me. That's why I get ugly and sanctified crazy on Sunday. Oh, hallelujah today. That's why I serve him. That's why I have to holler. Amen. 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 Woo! Amen. That's why I have to give him praise. Yeah, because he's been so good to me. See, as I get ready to take my seat, my brothers and sisters, I want to bring up one more thing. Paul preached the gospel so powerfully that it landed him in jail. When he said that Jesus was God, it made the Jews mad. Oh, come on now, because they didn't want to accept Jesus as the Messiah. When he talked about Jesus as God, they got upset. And when Paul said that Jesus was God, remember, oh, hallelujah, oh, yeah, the Romans got upset. Because the Romans worship idol gods. And they had their own pagan gods that they'll worship. But when Paul brought it to their attention, oh, hallelujah, it made them upset because y'all know we like to serve our idol gods. Mm. We like to serve our idol gods of vanity. We like to serve our idol gods of money. We like to serve our idol gods of power. And when Paul was giving them the word of truth, it was disturbing their groove. Don't disturb this groove. Amen. He was disturbing, the status quo. Amen. I got some homework for y'all. Amen. Who owns the drug companies? Woo! Come on, somebody. Amen. Y'all remember what they said on Boys in the Hood, right? You remember what Lucius said? He said, we ain't the ones that's owning the planes and the ships that's bringing the... Oh, y'all ain't gonna talk back to me. Who owns the TV networks? Amen. They're gonna come and take me to jail. But that's all right. The word cannot be stopped. If you take me now, it'll pop up over here. Amen. Amen. Made them mad. Because they wanted to worship the idol gods of sexual pleasure. Oh, y'all ain't gonna talk back to me. Yeah. Amen. They messing them up. Talking about you can't shack up. Oh, come on now. You're messing them up when you're telling them you can't live a life of drunkenness. Oh, come on now. You mess them up. Oh, y'all. Hallelujah. He said it was disturbing their groove. Them little gods that we like. Amen. That pornography god. Come on now. Yeah. That car that we worship. Don't you get in my car with no dirt. Amen. Don't you lean up against my car. Amen. Come on, somebody. Y'all ain't gonna talk back to me. I'm just messing with y'all this morning. But sometimes when you talk about these idol gods, if we're gonna put somebody first, we ought to put God who saved us first. Your car can't save you. Your money can't save you. Your sexual pleasure can't save you. Paul was thrown into prison. Amen. I know y'all weren't expecting this one this morning. Amen. Amen. But sometimes when you stand for right, yeah, people are going to do you wrong. When Paul said that Jesus was also a human being, because remember, we said Jesus is all God and all man. And when the Greeks heard that, it made them disturb. They even messing with everybody. I come to mess with everybody today. I come to mess with you sisters. Amen. I come to mess with you brothers. Amen. I come to mess with the children. Amen. Y'all don't talk back to me. I come to mess with those who got money in the bank. I come to mess with you if you ain't got no money in the bank. I come to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the only thing that's going to set you free. That's the only thing that's going to break them bonds in your life. The only thing that's going to set you free. That's the only thing that's going to give you a solid foundation in life. When hell breaks loose in your house, you know that it was nobody but the Lord that can get you out of that situation. Yeah. Because you know what? Life is going to happen. Yeah. Yeah. At least you got somebody you can stand on. Yeah, see. What he was preaching caused him to be bonded in jail. But those that believed in the gospel were set free. See, I told you, sometimes people will avoid you because you stand on the truth. But that's all right. I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses and land. Long as we got King Jesus. Yeah, we don't need nobody else. Because guess what? If I got him, he's going to give me everything. He's going to put the right people in my circle. Come on, somebody. And once we live for him and serve him and tell the world about him, those that hear it can be set free. Now, I believe that if he saved you and me, he can save somebody else. And if you are here today, my brothers and sisters, and you don't have the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I come to offer Christ to you today. You can have him in your life today. Come now while the blood is still running warm in your veins. You can't make me doubt it. You can't make me doubt it. I know too much about it. I'm satisfied with Jesus in my heart. That's why I serve the Lord. That's why I sweat and scream every Sunday. Because I sweat and scream for the devil too. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's why he knocked Paul off that beast on Damascus Road. You gonna be on fire for the devil? Guess what? I'm gonna knock you down and put you on notice. You're gonna be on fire for the Lord. Amen. Just the way you dressed up and went to the club. Come on, somebody. You ought to get dressed up and dolled up for church. Come on, somebody. Y'all ain't gonna talk back to me. You know you done went into debt trying to get that outfit for the club. Amen. For your Key Sweat concert. Amen. For the Sweat Hotel. Come on, somebody. Y'all know that you spent that money for all of those other things, but I'm gonna give God my best. If I was on fire for the devil, I ought to be on fire for the Lord. Yeah, you can't make me doubt him. Yeah, I know too much about him. Oh, yeah, for what he's done for me. This is your hour. This is your time to come while the blood is still running warm in your veins. Come now while you have the chance. The doors of God's church is now open.
To God be the glory for all of the things that he has done. Amen and amen. Once again to you, our radio listening family, we thank you for tuning in to the Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church Sunday afternoon broadcast. Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church is located 7628 Highway 52, Orlando, Tennessee. Our phone number is 615-654-2549. And remember, God is great and greatly to be praised. Have a wonderful and blessed evening.